up from the dead. Spidey's back!
Welcome back to the Spidey Head Voiceover Show. It's your boy Spidey. Did you like that intro? What's going on, people? What's going on? Happy, happy new year from your boy Spidey Heck and the Spidey Heck Voiceover Show podcast. Wow, do I have a story for you guys after so many years of just me missing in action? Are you ready to be amazed by a story that I just never thought I'd tell it? But I said, you know what? If I live to tell it, I might as well tell it, because I live to tell it. Anyways, the title of this episode is The Day Spidey Almost Died. It's not funny, but it's funny when you think about all the shit that I went through because I thought that I was going to die. Let's all start this little story off with a little bit of a intro. So anyways, there was a point where I was in my smoking stuff out there, you know, medically. Florida had a medical card, you could smoke it, you know, and I was doing my thing. After a while, I didn't want to smoke anymore because my voice is one of my, like, my gifts. Whether to talk to you guys or to even sing. Like, hallelujah. Like I really have it in me to use my voice. So, I didn't want to lose my voice. Which, nowadays, with all the kind of chemicals and shit that we eat, things that go down our throats, anything could be causing throat cancer for anybody out there. And if you have it, God bless you. I hope you can fight that shit, because that must be the most horrible fucking cancer you could have in your fucking life. I would think, like, your throat, where you can't breathe, and they have to possibly, like, cut your face off. Anyways, I don't know what the hell I'm going into that. I apologize to anybody that has had that happen, and wow. God bless you, and I hope you recover. I had to go to a serious one with that because I thought that was a little bit serious. Anyways, back to my story. I decided I was going to start taking artificial weed, and I started smoking this, like, wacky tobacco type of stuff, and I was like, that's, that Delta 8 shit is kind of, like, crazy. It's like smoking potpourri. So I was like, nah, I'll pass. But then they started making gummies for these damn things. And I bought them a couple of times, and they pretty much do the same trick, you know what I'm saying, without having to smoke. So I was like, you know, helps you to kind of, like, just relax and stuff like that. At least that's what I use it for. And this one time, or the next time, I bought the first couple the first time, a certain brand, and they were fine. So I decided, next time, whenever I decide to go do some more, buy some more from the freaking tobacco store of all places. But I said, you know what you're gonna do, buddy? You're gonna buy yourself another brand. And boy, did I. I almost found the brand that killed my ass. Anyways, so I had taken the previous brand's substance, and their substance, I could pretty much eat a whole entire block of it without it being, like, an issue. And if you know what those are, if you've seen those, you know they're pretty decent sized squares, almost kind of like a Starburst. So imagine a Starburst, and it's supposed to have massive amounts of chemicals in there that get you hallucinating. not hallucinating, but, you know, level-headed. Anyways, so I end up deciding to get this new brand. This new brand, I should have known that it was something really, really strong about it that I needed to be very cautious about, because it had the devil on it. It literally had, like, the devil on it, or it's called devil something. I don't know exactly which one of the which, but it already started bad. Like, with the cover, which is, like, this is like one of those kind of gummies that you see in a horror movie, and the guy eats it, and he ends up, like, just melting. His body he just literally starts to just to liquefy, and he just like, I took an entire cube of this new one. Like I said, I've taken cubes for the other ones before with no problems, but this mother, ooh, I wasn't ready for it because I took it one time and it didn't do anything. But the second time, this was the time that I'm talking about. Because I think I was on an empty stomach. I don't know exactly what it was, because the first time, it didn't happen like that. But this time was the most ultimate of ultimates that I've ever felt. So anyways, my body tries to absorb this cube of hell that I just ingested. And my body is like slowly starting to feel the effects of this gummy. Now, the gummy, like I said, it was like the size of a Starburst maybe. But it had so much chemical in it, and I'll say chemical, that I didn't realize how much chemical was in it. This thing had me feeling every single emotion. Like, I felt everything. I felt my sadness. I felt my fear. I felt my blood boiling. Literally, when people have said that, I always wonder what the hell they meant. I felt like I could feel my body like, just like going through this transformation that it was not ready for. So every emotion that I had at that moment, my body was feeling it. And I swear to you, it is the most scariest feeling to feel every freaking emotion that you have while you're on some type of synthetic chemical. Holy shitballs. I gotta say shitballs, because I had to get up. I had to get up because I knew that if I laid there, I was just gonna melt and probably become a vegetable. I had to keep my brain actively going. I was not gonna be able to go to sleep. You know how they say when you fall down and you bump your head, like, don't go to sleep immediately because you might die? So I kind of felt like that. I don't want to die. So I was just like, okay. So I go sit on the couch in my living room. And it's funny because my mom, because I live with my mom, guys. It is what it is. Anyways. I just put a little sneaker in there. Anyways, here it goes. So my mom sees me sitting there and she goes, are you okay? And I said, right now I could not lie to my mother, because this is my last time on earth. This is the last shit she's gonna hear me say. So I'm like, no, I don't think I'm good. I'm like, I took a gummy, and I took the biggest gummy on the planet, and now I'm feeling it. And she was just like, see, the way she took it, I gotta give it to my mom. I thought she was gonna freak out, but she just was more like a, well, you dumbass, you took it, so whatever you're feeling, she just wanted to know whether or not I needed to go to the hospital. And I was like, I don't know. I just feeling almost every emotion. Then she goes, do you feel like throwing up? And at the time, I didn't. But for some reason, when she said it, like I said, my emotions kicked in. And all of a sudden, I started going, and chunks were flying out of my face. So it was like, what the hell? But that's another thing. When you're on a hallucinogen of that caliber, if you throw up, all it does is kind of like intensify your feeling, because your body's kind of regurgitating the chemical up and down. So I'm laying there and I'm like, I can't breathe. Like, I was so engulfed in this freaking chemical, and it had me so screwed up. And I just want you guys to know, you need to be safe, because that, my friends, that was the reason why I almost died. And the story's not even over yet. You thought the story was over? It's not. So anyways, so I'm laying there, and the next thing you know, my mom says, you need me to call the ambulance. And I said, I don't know. I didn't know, because I truly didn't know. I was like, I don't want to go to the hospital and die. So I'd rather just die here. So I was like, yeah, go ahead and call them. And they came. The paramedics came. They took forever to come to my house. I was like, I was going to just die on the couch anyway. They took forever to come, but they finally showed up. And then they were like, they came out to me and said, hey, how's it going? Da, da, da. And they're trying to talk to me. And I'm laying there like, guys, I'm just like completely fucking stoned off this freaking chemical that went into my body. I said, I took a gummy, guys. I took a gummy. And they were like, so you want us to take you or whatever? I said, I think I'm just going to have to ride it out. And that's exactly what I did. To tell the story today to you guys on how to be careful when you're taking gummies, because you don't know what the hell you could be taking. It could take your life, and then you're over. That's a little bit of country tune for y'all. You're over, you're dead. But thank God, and the God I serve so strongly got me through it. And you know what, guys? I have to say at the end of this episode, Spidey no longer smokes anything. Cigarettes, weed, nope, no more. I did it before Snoop did it. Or, it's kind of around the same time, but maybe in between, I don't know. Either way you look at it, I don't smoke anymore, guys. So, I'm grateful to have my voice, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. This is your boy, Spidey Heck. And, I'm back from the dead. Or at least I'll be dead for a little while and come back every once in a while. Unless you want to hear me, let me know. Share this with your friends. Have a good day from your boy, or evening, or night, or whatever day it is when you listen to this fucking podcast. I'm just fucking with y'all. It's your boy Spidey Heck. I'm done.